The opioid epidemic has been growing for years, and those who work in law enforcement, rehabilitation services, and coroner's offices say they all have a role to play in stemming the crisis. 90.5 WESA's Larkin Page Jacobs reports.
Cade is 25 and began drinking, smoking, and experimenting with prescription drugs when she was a teenager in Washington County.
I started doing pills in high school, I would imagine, like 15, I think. Something just happened in high school, and I just, was curious, and then it just turned into doing it too much.
Her name has been changed to protect her privacy. When the pills that sustained her became too expensive, she turned to heroin as a substitute. Cade says there's nothing about her upbringing that led to her addiction.
I come from an amazing family. My parents were awesome. I was raised a Christian,
Like many others addicted to opioids, Cade doesn't fit neatly into a stereotype of a hardcore drug user.
20, 30 years ago, you, in your mind, put heroin overdoses in a certain demographic group in a certain part of the city. Not anymore.
That's Allegheny County Coroner Dr. Carl Williams, who's watched the number of opioid overdose deaths tick up for years in his jurisdiction, from 100 in 1995 to 307 in 2014. Nationally, opioid deaths from both prescriptions and heroin leapt from around 11,000 in 2001 to more than 31,000 in 2013, according to the Centers for Disease Control. Many people attribute that jump to the proliferation of oxycodone, which laid bare a susceptibility to addiction. U.S. Attorney David Hickton says in 2012, doctors wrote 259 million prescriptions for opioids, enough for a bottle of pills for every American adult. Some people had a hard time weaning themselves off the painkillers, and heroin provided a much cheaper high to addicts of opioids. Hickton explains that addiction is often misunderstood.
It's the only illness where we pretend like it's the fault of the person who's sick.
He and others are not standing still, hoping the crisis will dissipate. Hickton has co-convened a federal heroin task force. The panel will gather best practices for combating the opioid addiction epidemic. He says even though he's a prosecutor, this problem can't be solved solely in the courts.
We're working on the supply side. But to fully and fulsomely deal with this problem, you have to work equally on the demand side and dry up the demand for these drugs.
In the more immediate time frame, Hickton is applauding the passage of a law in Pennsylvania that equips police and first responders with naloxone, a drug that can reverse the effects of an overdose and save lives. Coroner Williams tallies the lives that are not saved. He says he hopes his online database, Overdose Free PA, can help stem the crisis through information.
My role is to try to make those statistics as open to the public as possible. I think that the more people can see what the drugs are, where they're coming from, what the ages are, the more that it's obvious to the public and to the people in an open way what the problem is.
Dr. Neil Capretto, medical director for Gateway Rehab, says rehabilitation and treatment programs need to approach addiction as a disease that requires constant vigilance. He says getting into treatment is only the first step.
This is a disease. It has strong genetic tendencies like other diseases such as cancer and diabetes. This is a chronic condition. You have to work on it over the long term. When I lecture my patients, I say it's kind of like going up the down escalator. There's really no such thing in early recovery as standing still. If you neglect it, it's going to pull you down like a down escalator.
Kate knows what it's like to fight the down escalator. After stints in rehab in 2010, 2013, and again this summer, she says this time is different.
I'm pretty sure I'm done right now. I'm done. I have a daughter that I love more than anything, and it disgusts me when I think about the fact that I'm here again and I have her. I feel as though I'm done, and I know that I'm going to go out there, and I know what works for me, and I know how I stay clean, and that's exactly what I'm going to do.
Breaking the bonds of drug addiction is crucial, says Attorney Hickton. It's not just about reducing the number of lives lost, but the number of lives wasted. The Heroin Task Force's report is due to the Attorney General, the President, and Congress in December. I'm Larkin Page Jacobs, 90.5 WESA News.